The scripture reading is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 7. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 7. Let me read. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd, and young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet, worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. We have begun this new year, 2014, with great expectations. The original voice has sounded forth right from the beginning, and many believers are experiencing its power. Once the original voice is sounded, it goes forth and does not disappear, but remains in the spiritual space. When the proper conditions are met according to justice, it begins to work immediately. For example, you want to receive financial blessings. Then the Bible clearly tells us about how you can receive financial blessings. So, if you are ready, then you can, the financial blessing will come upon you. Same with the divine healing work. Suppose you are, you have a disease. Even last stage cancer, because the original voice has already sounded forth, you can just fill up the justice, measure of justice. Namely, you know why you got this disease, because you listen to the messages. So you know how to solve it. You have to understand the fundamental reason. You have to, then you have to repent of your oldest problems completely, and you have to pull out the sinful natures. Because you committed sins leading to death, you get a disease that leads to death. So that is why you have to pull out the original roots of sins. You cannot just casually repent of your sins. You have to pull out the original roots so that you wouldn't have any sinful natures in yourselves. So you have to repent thoroughly and then receive the prayer so that the original voice will work on you and you'll be healed. So sometimes you bring your relatives, but I don't encourage you to do that because it's not right according to justice. For their diseases to be healed, for me, you know, with my prayer, with just one prayer, any kind of disease will be healed. But the problem is, there are some diseases that for which you receive the healing through prayer, while there are diseases that cannot be cured with prayer because they committed so many sins and they persecuted the believers and they blasphemed the Holy Spirit. There are so many sins. And they, of course, they smoke and drink and so many things. There are so many sins and you just ask me to pray. How can I pray for such a person? His sins must be forgiven first, so that he can have faith. I can also have faith and pray for him with faith. So without the forgiveness of sins, I cannot have any faith. That is why there is no actual substantial work, healing, work of healing that person. And then after I pray for him, he says like, you know, if you receive prayer, you said you, if I receive prayer, I'll be healed, but how come I'm not healed? But that's not the, we never said, we never say such a thing. You have to first receive the forgiveness. So for such a person, you have to bring them to the prayer center so that they can understand their sins. And they have, they will repent of their sins every day. So, after repenting of their sins thoroughly, they can have, they will have to bear the fruit of repentance. They can, that will be acceptable to God, and then receive the prayer so that they can actually be healed. And if they receive the prayer center's prayer from the Mrs. Lee, prayer center director, they will also be healed. So without any repenting of their sins, if you just bring them to me, it's not going to work. And also, you have to listen to the message of the cross at least once or twice. And you have to understand what the faith is, what sins are, how you can be forgiven of sins. And then you have to have faith and then come and receive the prayer. Without having any knowledge, if I just pray, God never says He will heal them in such a case. Even those who went before Jesus, they went before Jesus with faith. They went before Jesus with faith. They showed their faith. The one, the mother who whose daughter was demon-possessed, the centurion, the blind man, they all came with faith. Also Peter and his disciples, they healed people looking at their faith. But without having any faith, they don't even know what salvation is. They committed so many sins, and if you just bring that person, what can I do? So I advise you many times. And God can't do anything about it either. Because they have to receive the forgiveness first. They have to have the knowledge of the Word of God about what salvation is, how they can be saved too. But so you cannot just bring such a person who doesn't know anything. So during the past week, there were so many people in this category, in this case. So I feel very sorry. If they repent, I can just pray for them. But their sins just remain. They don't even know what faith is. And if you just bring them to me and ask me to pray, how can I just teach them all day long? So once the original voice is sounded, it goes forth and does not disappear, and it remains in the spiritual space. When the proper conditions are met according to justice, it begins to work immediately. Simply put, to meet the proper conditions according to justice means that the vessel has to be prepared. It is to prepare the spiritual vessel. And in the rapid flow of spirit that began in full scale in 2010, many of you have now prepared the spiritual vessel. So in this year, which marks the 32nd year since establishment, God the Father let me preach about the chapter of blessings, which is today's reading passage. This has rather significant meaning spiritually. Since the opening of the church and for the last 32 years, I've been preaching extensively about this chapter of blessing, Deuteronomy chapter 28. I didn't officially preach about this chapter, but until now, I did not officially preach the message by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I just preached about it with the desire that you'd accept my words with faith and receive answers and blessings. Even when I was visiting the church members, I never preached about this with this chapter of blessing. maybe just one family, because they had to be prepared. They had to prepare the vessel to receive blessings, but there was none, so I couldn't preach this message. But it was just that you did not prepare your vessels. I felt so many times that the words of blessing that I preached did not really become your own unless you prepared the vessel, no matter how much I preached. I put the words in your hands and also in your mouths, but it was useless as long as you did not catch them, make spiritual food of them, and consume them. Of course, because I have the power of God who guarantees me the power to bless and curse, those who accepted my words with faith and obeyed have received great blessings. But what I really want is beyond that kind of level. It is that your homes, workplaces, and places of business will experience the works of recreation through the original voice sounded forth from me. If I say, let the blessing come, it'll just come upon your families, workplaces, and business fields. But for this to happen, above all, you have to prepare the spiritual vessel. For several years now, I've been telling you that when the time comes, you'd receive blessings if I just commanded from the pulpit for blessings to come upon you. And that time is a time when you have prepared the spiritual vessel to receive them. Namely, it referred to the time when the proper conditions are met according to justice, so that when the original voices sounded forth from me, it could work immediately as proclaimed. And that time has almost come. Of course, not all of you have prepared your vessels, but now, many of you have gone into the whole Spirit, and onto the rock, and therefore, once I sound forth the original voice, it'll work right away. Now the time of blessing has almost come. For this reason, God the Father moved my heart to preach about the chapter of blessings. Therefore, I hope you will receive all the messages with your heart, as I will begin to preach about the chapter of blessings, and then the secrets to receive blessings. And none of you should think, I am not on the rock of faith yet, and these messages have nothing to do with me. You should think more like, I will increase my faith immediately and prepare my vessel upon hearing the messages so I can also receive blessings. Furthermore, the authority over the words coming out from my mouth has gone to a higher dimension. And if you receive these messages with amen, you can surely receive blessings. But the important thing to receive blessings is that you have to obey as soon as you hear the messages. Now, it is much easier for you to obey because the original voice will break your free will. In the past, you could not really obey the messages you heard from your heart with faith, but as the original voice has sounded forth, you can obey from your heart. In this year 2014, a year of full-scale blessings, I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will hear this original voice and obey immediately so that you will receive blessings. Dear brothers and sisters, first, let us talk about what blessing is. What really is blessing? People have different concepts about blessings, but God talked about blessings too. First, it is to have no worries. It means you should not have anything to worry about, not only for yourself, but for your family members or people around you. If none of your family members or people around you are sick, and if you have nothing to be sad about, you are free of worries, and this is a true blessing. Next, it is a blessing to have peace of mind because you have peace with everybody. And on top of that, if you can enjoy the necessary things abundantly on this earth, and if you can share those things with others, it is a blessing. Furthermore, if you have somebody to share spiritual love with, and if you have somebody you love enough to give you a life, then it is a blessing. If you enjoy all these blessings, you are truly blessed. You are truly blessed individuals, even when compared with kings. Since long ago, I like historical dramas. But even kings or emperors, they never lived a comfortable life without any worries or concerns. There's nobody. Really, nobody. Even in our history, there were always things to worry about and threats of life, and what about the first emperor of Qin dynasty? His empire fell at his during his son's reign. And there are many histories of that kind all over the world. Eventually, all kingdoms fall. And there were many rebellions of many people. And people stand up against each other. There was a man, some people who are very strong, and there is nobody who can match his strength. But such people might also fall, might be defeated by others who are wise, and because these strong men, they are ruthless. I mean, they are merciless, and they kill everybody he doesn't like. And even in our Korean history, even before the Three Kingdoms, even among the families, there were many struggles. They were killing each other, and they were rebelling against their fathers. And so same in Goryeo dynasty and also in Joseon dynasty, there were bloodsheds and killing the brothers, even the second and third generations. Only during the Sejong the Great, there were no killing. And since then, there are so many killings, killing their own brothers, nephews, and also until the end of Joseon Dynasty, there were killings. Even with the Queen Myeongseong, she and her father-in-law, they constantly had quarrels, and I don't know what they say. why they say she's great. The country eventually fell. And I don't see what's so great about her. If she kept the dynasty, maybe she could have been great, but she was eventually killed by the Japanese. She always had quarrels with her father-in-law. What about the modern history? It's all the same. Even President Syngman Rhee, the first president of Korea, South Korea, his adopted son, he killed himself. He killed another family, whole family, and he killed himself. He was an adopted son of President Lee, he was the second president, third president. And there are quite a few who went to prison even after their presidential term. So what is the use of having power, social power, fame, authority? Those things are not even fame and power. You know, they are rather pointed at by the people. Even though they are ex-presidents, they can't just go out on a public, in the public, freely. Now, how many blessings among those are you enjoying? I can confidently say before you that I have received all these all these things. I have nothing to worry about regarding myself, my family, and people around me in physical sense. It has been that way for a long time. I had no worries and I did not worry about the physical things. Of course, spiritual mourning is different. I still mourn a lot in spiritual mourning for the kingdom and righteousness of God. I still mourn very much to accomplish the kingdom of God more greatly in His province and to accomplish the righteousness in the hearts of the numerous souls entrusted to me. And because of these things, I mourn. But spiritual mourning will be comforted by God and be paid back with blessings. So I mourn for these things a lot. So there will be countless and endless blessings that God will give to me. Right now is not the time, but I'm comforted by God so much. And God is always telling me to be a little more patient, a little more patient, and you are a little bit more. And until we have the standardization of a spirit. And I can be overcome, but spiritual mourning will be comforted by God and be paid back with blessings. And I can overcome all those things because of I have faith. Today, like in the 80s or early 90s, I don't have to tell you, like, come onto the rock of faith, come into spirit. I don't have to tell you such things. Why? Because the world is not so full of sins. So even if you live like that, you wouldn't commit the sins leading to death. You know, the people wouldn't commit such sins, especially among the believers, they wouldn't commit the sins leading to death. And even the worldly people, they wouldn't commit sins leading to death so much. But nowadays, everywhere you go, there are sins leading to death everywhere. Even in there are temptations, deceptions. Even you know, when you talk to your friends, you just speak so much foul language, except family members. And you talk about the things that they are not supposed to be talking about. There is nothing clean out there. That is why, without going on to the rock of faith, it's difficult to receive salvation because they are all living in sins. They are like eating sins. They are living in sins. They are watching and touching and doing everything in sins. So you can protect, you can keep yourself only after going onto the rock of faith. Otherwise, in a moment, you can be tempted and deceived and go the way of death. But in the past, there were not such things. Such things didn't exist. Even the senior citizens, in the 80s, they wouldn't let their children watch TV, even though there were not so many body exposures. And yet, the old people, they wouldn't let their children watch those things. But nowadays, even senior people, they watch TV. There were many elderly people, and they were all watching TV together. So now I realize that even the senior people, senior citizens, they don't obey. You know, the young people, they quit watching TV a long time ago, and what are they going to watch? What are they going to see? They should have hope for New Jerusalem. They should quit these things. I don't know why they are living like that. The spiritual mourning will be comforted by God and be paid back with blessings, and I can overcome all those things because I have faith. Also, I have no quarrels, but enjoy peace with everybody. So I have peace in my heart. I've been enjoying this blessing also for a long time now. For the last 32 years, I've never quarreled with any of the church members. I never quarreled with any of my neighbors. I never broke peace with anybody. Even with same goes for all branch churches. It depends on how the pastors do. You know, I follow peace with even the Gentiles, even with the neighbors of my residence. So there are so many cars coming up and going away in and around my residence. The neighbors, they just bear with us. I hope you will also maintain peace with everybody and enjoy this peace of heart. Of course, the most important thing is to have peace with God the Father. Only then can you enjoy true peace of heart too. Next, I can say, I am enjoying all the necessary things of this earth, and furthermore, I am sharing my material blessing with many people. I was once in a desperately difficult financial situation from having lived in the pain and suffering of disease for 7 years. But from the time I met God and received divine healing, my life was totally changed. Furthermore, since the moment I went into spirit, God poured down material blessings until they were overflowing. So I was counting all the days. So, from the day I went into spirit, God began to give me financial blessing. I lack nothing, and I am living a blessed life, being able to help so many people around me. Also, I have many people to share spiritual love with, and I have beloved ones for whom I can even give life. So with the man of spirit, we all have truthful heart and thoughts, and we can share a lot of things with each other. It is that many of you are coming forth to be able to share spiritual love with me. Of course, they can also give their lives for me too. So, I do not lack a single thing, and I am confident that I am enjoying the greatest blessings. Now, what do the worldly people consider to be blessings? Usually, they consider themselves blessed if they are wealthy enough and if they also have social power. But even though you have all those things, it is useless if you lose your health. On another hand, if you have health but are in a very difficult financial situation, you cannot be considered blessed. Anyway, in most cases, most people have some things they consider blessings, while they are lacking in other things. Even if it seems that they do not lack anything, everyone has their own personal problems. And even if one can enjoy all the blessings on this earth and lack nothing of this world, what is the use of it if that person dies and goes to hell? As explained, the blessings that the worldly people seek are imperfect. But we who are believers in God do not seek after such imperfect worldly blessings. Those who are truly blessed are the ones who have attained the aforementioned four things. That is, they have no worries and peace of heart. They are enjoying all the necessary things of this earth abundantly and sharing them with others. They have people to share spiritual love and beloved ones for whom they could give their lives. And above all, they must have the blessing of eternal life. Eternal life means not going to hell. This is the blessing of all the blessings. Even if you enjoy all the authority, power, and money, and health, and blessing of children, What is the use of it if you fall into end up in hell? Suppose you enjoy them for so many decades, but if you suffer in hell forever and ever and ever, how can it be blessing? Also, those who really love and revere God are truly blessed. Psalm 34 verse 9 says, "O fear the Lord, you His saints, for to those who fear Him, there is no want." As said, those who love and fear God will have nothing lacking. If you fear God, if you just do this, you will lack nothing. The evil ones cannot touch them, and they feel everything is sufficient because God works for the good of everything. Furthermore, just as Abraham was called a friend of God, if we can always walk with God, having close fellowship with Him, and receive the power from above to manifest the works of God, then we can be considered truly blessed. So, I hope you will think about yourselves regarding these blessings that you've just heard. Think about whether you can be considered really blessed and how qualified you are to receive true blessings. Brothers and sisters, the most important blessing of all blessings is receiving eternal life and our soul being prosperous. As you receive the blessing of eternal life and as your soul increasingly prospers, you can also receive all the material blessings that you can enjoy on this earth. From this session, I will talk to you about the ways to fully receive material blessings. I can preach this kind of message because many of you have received the blessing of your soul being prosperous. Your soul being prosperous simply means your spirit has become your master and is controlling your soul and body. Your spirit, soul, and body. So now, spirit has become your master and is controlling your soul and body. That is the meaning of your soul being prosperous. In that case, the spirit is the master. So, is your spirit the master over you? No. Those who are in spirit, only that in that case, your spirit is the master. Those who are not in spirit yet, your soul is the master. The soul is controlled by Satan. So you are receiving the works of Satan. That is why you don't freely communicate with God. But those who are on the rock, they can receive some works of spirit too, but they still receive the works of Satan because 40% or 30% they have the flesh. So for that measure, they will receive the works of Satan. So in order to avoid that situation, you can just go into spirit quickly. This is in relation to the extent you have become sanctified and gone into spirit, and to what extent of spirit you have gone into, and to what extent of the whole spirit you have gone into. To that same extent, the magnitude of blessings that you can enjoy on this earth will also be different. With today's reading passage from Deuteronomy chapter 28, let me talk to you about what kinds of persons will receive blessings and what God's true blessings are. First, let us read together what kinds of blessings God will give to us. Verse 3 says, "Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country." Verse 4 says, "Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock." Verse 5 says, "Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl." Verse 6 says, "Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." Verse 7 says, "The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way, and will flee before you seven ways." Verse 12 says, "You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow." Verse 13 says, "The Lord will make you the head and not the tail." Just imagine you are receiving all these blessings. Aren't you happy and glad just by imagining it? As a matter of fact, you can receive all these blessings. But you cannot actually receive them just by imagining or envying. We have to understand the conditions that God has given to us to receive blessings. Namely, we have to clearly understand how we can receive blessings and actually put them into action. Today's reading passage verses 1 to 2 give us a sure way to receive all these blessings. And these verses are not only for adults who do businesses or who are working. Even little children or students can enjoy all the blessings given by God the Father in your given circumstances. The same goes for senior citizens too. It is also the same for those who are not educated very much. These words of blessings were not given considering the abilities, circumstances, or conditions that each person has. They apply to every single child of God. Let us read verses 1 and 2 together. "Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God." From now, based on these verses, let us delve into the specific ways to become blessed men in three aspects. First, let me talk about God's words and commandments. Verse 1, Amplified Bible says, If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful, to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Here, to listen to the voice of the Lord your God means to obey the words in the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. As recorded, the Bible was not written by the will of any man, but people who are inspired by the Spirit wrote down the will of God in human language. In the 66 books of the Bible, the phrase, declares the Lord, is repeated 166 times or so. This tells us that the Bible is certainly the words of God and they contain the heart and will of God. So God is telling us that we have to listen to all the words. Now, what does it mean by listen? It is not only to hear with ears. Suppose you tell some students, listen to your teacher. Does that mean they can just hear with ears and know about what the teacher said? Of course not. It means they have to listen carefully and do it. Telling the children to listen to their mom and dad also means they have to hear and follow what they are told. In the same way, when God tells us to listen, it means we have to put it into practice. So, do you diligently listen to the Word of God? In order for you to listen to the Word of God well, you first have to diligently hear it and learn it. You have to read the Bible and contemplate on it always. Also, you have to listen to spiritual messages and keep them in mind. Without keeping them in mind, it doesn't help you. Only after keeping them in mind, you can receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And based on that kind of messages, if you go into spirit, those messages will become your treasure. And endlessly, you can preach. You can have the materials to preach about. The messages that I preach on the pulpit do not come from the knowledge or thoughts of any man. Everything that I preach is what I receive from God. So all these messages are God's words too. Then, to what extent do you listen to the words of God? Namely, how much do you read the Bible and how many messages do you listen to and keep them in mind? You'd be able to practice the words of God only when you first read and hear them. If you do not read the Bible or listen to sermons, how can you understand the words of God and practice them? And until now, for so many years, how much have you enjoyed listening to the words of God? Maybe you tried hard for several days, weeks, or months, but stopped trying? You cannot expect to receive blessings while you do not even fulfill the first condition to receive blessings. But I believe you are now changing. Now I believe that you are diligently reading and listening to the Word of God and longing for Spirit. Your actions must not change midway. Also, immediately practice what you learn so that you can make it your own. This is to really listen to the voice of God. Next, we have to keep all His commandments, and I will talk about it in the next session. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, in this year, like the prayer title says, I will do it, so many things will be done through the original voice that will be sounded forth. Regardless of physical circumstances or conditions, if you just believe and obey, the original voice will work in your lives. You will meet God who lets you reap what you sow and who pays you back according to your deeds. Such works will not take a long time to happen. I ask you to receive all these messages with faith and listen to the voice of the Lord God beginning from today. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so, there will be overflowing testimonies of blessings. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. Father, let this message become faith and life. Father, lay your hands on all believers transcending space and time. Give them spiritual and physical health. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Answer to the desires of their hearts. Answer to their prayers. And let all the internal organs be healthy. All cancers, last stage cancers, lung diseases, all diseases go away. All kinds of diseases, germs, viruses, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Let there be light. Let light come. And there are prayer requests from other countries. Because of lack of time, I cannot call out all their names. Father, I will mention them in the Sunday evening service. Father, all their countries, all their names, all their diseases, Father, touch them and heal them. All light come. All the enemy, devil, and Satan go away. Father, protect them and heal them. Lord, thank you. Let the fetus become a boy. She is in the 34th week of pregnancy. Father, let the fetus be changed to a boy, and let her have easy delivery. Lord, touch her and receive the glory. Thank you. Protect them throughout this week and for the 8 weeks. Protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles. And Father, protect them in all things and work for the good of everything. Let there be no accidents. Let them make no mistakes. Father, protect them in all respects. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.